Hello, and thank you for joining us for Options Talk with OIC. I'm your host, Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing at the Options Industry Council. OIC is a nonprofit initiative that was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways you can stay in touch. You can like the OIC page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_EDU, and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. Today we are going to be speaking with industry experts about some of the latest topics impacting the options industry. Option skew is an advanced trading concept and one that many investors are interested in knowing more about. On today's show, we're going to talk about what it is and how investors can benefit from learning about it. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's get started by introducing today's guest. Here with me is Steve Meisinger, Director of Education at the International Securities Exchange. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Joe.
Now, Steve, tell me a little bit about what you do over at the ISE.
I'm a Director of Education at the ISE. So what I do is I teach options, basic, intermediate, advanced, at all levels. It's very, very important for investors to understand the uses of options, and that's my job, and I love it.
Fantastic. And, you know, that's just a great job, and you're very good at it. Thanks for being here today. Let's delve right into today's topic, option skew. What the heck is it?
Option skew, let me just start with a basic definition, saying that it's a price relationship between options on a stock, index, ETF, or even a currency. So we're really looking at variations from what you'd expect and what the market shows.
Okay, so different relationships. What drives these different price relationships?
To keep it simple, it's just supply and demand.
Okay, well, keeping it simple is good. Tell me more.
Generally, skew is created based on demand for limited risk option situations. Leverage plays a huge role in skew.
Okay.
Skew can be shown graphically by charting the implied volatility across various strikes and months. The increased demand for certain options relative to others becomes easily apparent when viewed in a graphic form.
All right. Well, let's go even a step further. What are some of the other factors, you know, that affect option skew?
Implied volatility is so important when we're looking at skew. The preference for traders to avert catastrophic risk to the downside creates natural downside skew tendencies for many option classes. Occasionally, upside skew will be exhibited in low-price assets or for special situation assets.
And what are some of the common implications derived from skew?
Well, when you think about skew, we have to take a step back and say, well, where does it come from? Well, it comes from a mathematical model. So let me just say that mathematical models, they're necessary, but they make some assumptions. One of the big assumptions is that volatility will be constant throughout the terms, different months, different strike prices. And that's really not how the markets work. And I'll give you an example. If you looked at an asset that was, say, trading at 100, the downside put and the upside call that were, let's say, 10 points away should logically have the same premiums. And they rarely do. And that's an example of skew. Out-of-the-money puts will normally have higher premiums because of the potential of more variance to the downside.
Well, and that to me is one of the great things about the marketplace. It's that dynamic that you're describing and defining askew, where the out-of-the-money calls have, you know, this volatility and the out-of-the-money puts have a different volatility. you know, when an investor goes and looks at these different volatility levels and skews, you know, how can they benefit by studying this?
The most important thing, and I teach this even at the most basic level of option, is to understand risk-reward. So if you can get your arms around, your mind around skew, you'll understand that just because an option might be a little bit more expensive or a little cheaper, that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to buy or sell it. So the terms higher or lower in volatility can be understood, and then we could select our own option strategies. So it's very important for us to understand that skew can be used by investors to select the most appropriate option strategies for them.
So is the skew, is it pretty black and white, you know, when an investor's looking at these, you know, different levels?
It is when you use mathematical models. So when I say it's black and white, it's black and white that we can see what the actual skew is, because we can say an option is worth this, this option is worth that based on the implied volatility. But it's not black and white as far as the easy answer, because there is no easy answer in determination of should I buy this option or should I sell it. But to be aware of the potential variance that other option investors, traders, think that the option or the underlier might move over a certain period of time.
And how does an investor go about picking a particular strike to buy or sell?
Well, once you understand the skew, the way I like to teach investors is that you look at the skew and then you decide what is your view of the asset? What is the market pricing in? Then you might have an opportunity to either buy or sell that option based on your view versus the market's view. So skew is really important to understand that it does exist. Then you can make your own determination if it makes sense for you to buy or sell that option.
And so you come up with this, you know, decision as to, you know, buy or sell a particular option. And does that and the particular skew dictate which type of strategy to use?
Yeah, definitely, Joe. When you look at skew, you really can say, oh, well, maybe I might look at one option strategy, such as a calendar. Another one, you might say, oh, I'll use a vertical. Maybe it's just using a very simple option strategy, the covered call, that you might want to buy an underlying and sell this option that you think appears to be overvalued. There's a skew to it, and you think that maybe normalcy will occur. You could just actually sell that option, do a covered call.
Okay.
It's important to understand that.
Okay. Good stuff. We only touched on volatility very slightly in this discussion. I think it's a really big part of the whole option skew understanding. Would you be willing to come back and spend more time on that topic next week?
I'd love to, Joe.
Great. I hope you will join us next week for more on option skew and volatility with Steve and me. In the meantime, be sure to visit www.optionseducation.org for more options-related information, or if you want to talk to a real person, call one of our options professionals at the help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. And if you want to let us know what you think about Options Talk with OIC, please email us at options@theocc.com. Lastly, don't forget about the social links we provided at the beginning of the show. You can like the OIC page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or join us on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.